You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. A new exhibit opens tomorrow at the Hagen Museum in Stockton. It focuses on works of art by women. The exhibit is titled Full Sun, American Women Artists Illuminate the Hagen Museum. And that title essentially captures the mission of this exhibit, which we're going to talk about. In the studio with me is the Deputy Director of Development at the Hagen, Susan Obert. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
And Kathy Lemke-Waste is one of the featured artists. She is a watercolorist, and she's joining us as well. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
From your perspective, to have a show that entirely focuses on women artists means what?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a rarity in the museum world. And it gives women artists an opportunity to show their work at a level that they don't usually have access to. So to begin with, that's a huge thing. And the show itself at the Hagen is just beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Say a little more, Susan, about where the concept came from. Did you meet any resistance in saying this is going to be a show exclusively for and by women artists?
I'm pleased to say that we didn't have any resistance, although Kathy and Robin Knowlton, the executive director for the American Women Artists, came and met with our staff, and we discussed and worked on a concept of how we could make a theme work, and so our group was very excited to do it. Our collection is one of those collections that is underrepresented by women's art, although we believe ours is a bit of a sign of the times of when it was collected, because it's late 19th, early 20th century art. Mm. But we had no resistance at all. Our board was very excited about it. It's part of a mission that the American Women Artists have with a program they call 25 and 25. And Kathy probably knows more details, but it is about getting women's art in museums so more people can see both the talent of the women's art and an opportunity to sort of let the public know about this issue or disparity that still exists.
25 and 25, would you explain it?
I'd be glad to explain it. I recently stepped down as president of the Board of Directors for American Women Artists, a nonprofit organization whose membership is made up of painters and sculptors from all over the U.S. and Canada. And we've been around for about a quarter century. And we decided in 2015 to devote the next 25 years to getting our member artists and women artists in general into museums for museum representation. Mm. Now, why would we want to do that? Well, the sad fact is, when you walk into any art museum in the country, for every 100 works of art you see hanging on the wall, only 3 to 5 of them will be by a woman artist.
When someone comes to see this particular exhibit, is there supportive education or information about the movement of women artists, about the community of women artists, so that there's more direct conversation that can begin about this? Susan?
Yes, I would say I think there are a couple of ways to answer that question. And first and foremost is the fact that the American Women Artists has a wonderful video about their 25 and 25 initiative, and that will be showing in the galleries. And I think that nicely summarizes it. The other thing is this coming Saturday on the 4th, we are having a free public symposium at the museum, and so there will be the opportunity for people to come and hear some of the discussion about the history of some of the women that were early in the movement, and see a demonstration by one of the regional artists. So it's a chance to start that conversation.
That's Susan Obert. She's deputy director of the Hagen Museum in Stockton. Kathy Lemke-Waste is a watercolorist, and she is, as she said, past president of American Women Artists. So this exhibit that opens tomorrow is titled Full Sun, American Women Artists Illuminate the Hagen Museum. And it runs through September 16th. That symposium is August 4th, this Saturday. We'll post a link to that. Could I hear, Kathy, just a little bit of your journey as an artist and from your very beginnings to the level that you've reached now? And your voice is a national voice, I think, in the women's movement.
Yes, I do. I travel around the country and I speak on these issues because I think it's something that people are astounded to discover. There are so few women artists in the art museums. And if you think about it, art museums are the cultural repositories of where we safeguard our ideas about what it is to be human. Mm. And women are 51% of the population. We'd like to make sure that who we are and our vision is equally represented going forward in generations to come.
So does the statistic for the museums represent the community of women artists, or was it just harder for women to get their art into a museum?
Oh, gosh, there are so many reasons why there's so little art by women in museums. And for one thing, you could look across the culture at large. I mean, even if you were just looking at other visual arts related sectors, in gaming, for example, gaming design, only 22% of the designers are women. Looking at Hollywood, for example, last year, only 8% of the directors of all the films released were women. So we have a dearth of vision when it comes to women, how they see the world, how they experience the world. And that's why at American Women Artists, we decided to really devote the next 25 years to landing one museum show a year all around the country, and we've got one lined up in Bermuda now as well, to really begin to educate the public to look for work by women when they go to places like museums and public art as well. Public art is another whole conversation.
Yeah, the reason I asked that question is I see such a growing and vibrant community of artists in this region represented in small shows, in public art, who are women, and yet that doesn't mean that their art is in the museum, selected for the museum at the museum level. And so I wonder if we're going to have a convergence here of the growing number of women artists, and finally there will be a tipping point where what's in the museums is more reflective of the balance.
I think we're definitely headed in that direction. I think it'll be a while before we get there because visual arts and museums lag far behind even, you know, Hollywood or music industry or some of those other equally cultural areas.
Right.
But we are headed there. And one of the things that's helping is the rising number of women curators in museums. They're more attuned to the issue. And as they climb up the ranks, that'll begin to make a difference as well.
Well, I think Lyle Jones would certainly second that at the Crocker Art Museum in
Sacramento. Oh, yeah, the Crockers had a terrific year this year. They've had four shows, traveling shows, all featuring the work of women. They are acutely aware of it, and the percentage of art by women at the Crocker is significantly higher than most museums in the country.
Yeah, I hear there's a terrific museum director. I haven't met her, but I look forward to at some point actually even getting her on the show at the museum in Santa Cruz, too, that there's a lot happening there in terms of outreach. So one more time, Susan, tell me how the public can get involved in the opening of this exhibit and how it continues through mid-September.
I will start by saying Thursday night, the opening is for the public, and it's just our general admission price. So adults are $8. And I believe there are 56 or 58 of the artists from throughout the country that are going to be there. And I will tell you, I personally find there no better way to enjoy the art than actually seeing the artist with their own work and feeling like you're part of their journey for it. And it'll be a catered event, and we'd love to welcome people. Again, Saturday, there is the free symposium that starts at 9 a.m. and runs till 3 p.m. and, again, open to the public, free. And then through the run of the show, we will have our typical late night first and third Thursdays where we have programming. We have a second Saturdays for families events, which are actually for kids, but we tie those into the temporary exhibits. And then, as I said, both the show will be up during the run, and there will be the video about the 25 and 25.
Okay, it sounds great. And your work is in the show too, right,
yes,
Kathy?
Yes, I do have a piece in the show.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I'll put in a plug for the Hagen, which has just undergone an extensive remodel and is really beautiful too. So thank you both for making the trip. Good luck with the exhibit, which sounds wonderful, and for
thank
the run
you.
Of it. Glad
thank
to have you,
you thank
here.
Thank you very much.
That is Susan Obert and Kathy Lemke-Waste. We'll post a link to more information at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.